one, two, three, four.
I said what I said, Jim.
I feel personally offended now. My God.
Jim, for the love of God. Live ranksters back and better than ever, falling down the rankings. Bunny Goodman, Shimmy Bags, Cactus Hack, three-fourths of the greatest graduating rock band of the class of 2004, falling down the stairs. I'd like to say for the three of us today on this, the August 26, 2022, we have all been marked safe from predatory student loans. So let's clap it up for Biden.
Oh,
amen.
God. Oh, God.
Amen. We're back. It's been last show of the summer.
Yes, yes. It last is the last show of the summer. Is, yes, it is.
This is it.
Last show of the summer. What's been going on? Student loans have been wiped. Well, kind of. So I'm super excited. Yeah, we've taken a couple weeks off.
Yeah, we have.
But we're back.
There will no longer be
anymore.
This is an unplanned episode that we came up with last week, I think, or week before.
Yeah, or 2 weeks. Yeah.
But
we've got stuff to say.
This one's gonna get a little intense, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope
we will no longer hear the washer and dryer on the podcast anymore. I have finally finished the washer and dryer from the kitchen to the upstairs. On to that's the next fantastic project, which is decorating for Halloween. Project.
Oh, okay, hey, good, yes, go. Finally. I was going to say, no more projects.
Driving to go deposit money, go to the beer store and pick up the baby, and I saw two houses, one decorated for fall, one decorated for Halloween, and I'm like, it's time. I got to go.
It's time.
It's time.
Oh, it's beyond time.
Home Depot time. Next week is going to be theirs in the Scrantonia area.
Mm.
By the time
this
airs,
the pallets, huh?
You know, they should be out already by now, like... Spirit Halloween is open.
Like, we're ready to go.
I think Lowe's is probably going to put theirs out this week or next week. So
Heinz is doing theirs in 2 weeks from now.
Lefts is already out. Wright's doesn't do Halloween. They only do Christmas. They're lame.
All right. So, yeah, this is going to be an exciting show. So this is a little bit different.
Well, slightly. We haven't done a show like this ever, but we don't have a lot to talk about per se. In ranks wise, we're only doing 20 ranks tonight.
Correct.
We are doing our bonus, which was from when I won, whenever the hell that was. I won Tool, was the top 10 siblings of rock. That one's pretty straightforward. Oh,
Tool.
Pretty
top
simple.
20 band for me, man.
Oh, man.
Love that.
That troll that you put on was.
I don't know what I did. Something. I didn't troll anything.
But
fantastic.
The one day we were just discussing and kind of going at each other's throats, and somebody suggested.
I think it was you.
I think it might have been, but let's.
It definitely was not. It wasn't me. I know.
Let's do top 10 most controversial statements about music.
Mm-hmm.
And
I like it.
These are our own opinions. It could be anything.
It could be
and
anything.
And to be fair, we've been working really hard the past 3 weeks, prepping for this, practicing via Blabbermouth. So I thank them for giving us plenty of content to.
In the last
to
3 weeks, we've had the bass player from Five Finger Death Punch. Give Washkush credit for the best insult in the history of Blabbermouth.
Yes.
We've had Jim.
Well, do you want to know what the insult was?
Yeah, say it.
So,
say
I think the article was something about how. Was it the bass player or guitar player?
It was the bass player. Right? I can't even think of his name. It's probably like Ass Face Jack Off or something. He said something like he's
grooves on a new album or something like that.
Yeah, he wrote some new songs on the album.
And my comment was, what is that, the 2 seconds of silence in between each track? And he's like, there's a lot of good comments on here, but he's like, this one wins.
This one wins, or this one's the best. Yeah. It's good.
It's
so
good stuff.
Yeah, so that was amazing. Washkush destroyed Five Finger Death Punch. Jim just really... I don't know, Jim. I
tweaked the Metallica fans.
Yeah, and I've been doing it, man. So Jim's
been
going
the opposite,
on about
man.
Shimmy Bags has been telling everybody how the best thing that ever happened to Dave Mustaine is that he quit Metallica, left them behind.
No, he tells people that he kicked them all out of Metallica and started Megadeth.
He kicked them out. He kicked them out. And then changed the name.
And honestly, people get so triggered by that. It's unbelievable.
Oh, it's so good.
I started telling, I have just, every time, because we've got a new Megadeth, I just keep talking about how Mustaine has been stealing all of Kirk Hammett's riffs, and how he stole Kirk's iPhone and used all the riffs to make Dystopia. And so for Jim,
they
happened
so fired up, man.
It happened to Jim first, and then it started happening to me, where people are like screenshotting Wikipedia and album covers and like
bad,
anything
dude.
To try to prove their point. And then we're just like for me, I'm so just like, good. Well, that's fake news. I'm not going to believe that. Like, it's Megadeth propaganda. Jim, your classic right now is saying, like, good job on that kid show, Metallica. Like, Dave.
Yeah, oh, dude,
that.
I love it. Yeah. Oh, God, it's so good. And then everyone's like, yeah, Mustaine's opening for Five Finger Death Punch. And I'm like, yeah, he's trying to help a band launch itself. Good job, Dave.
It's good stuff.
Oh, God.
So,
it's good. I love it.
It's good.
And they get fired up. For
they
no
get
reason.
So fired up. And, like, the thing is that, like, there's no way. If anybody's reading the stuff that we're saying, there's no way. They have to know that we're fucking joking. And, like, I get that
these
we're
people
being...
don't.
They don't.
Because
so,
I chime in every
thing.
Now
I don't
and
think,
then, and, like...
I don't think that we're being trolls.
They go bad,
because
man.
I don't think we're being trolls, because we've met a troll.
Yes, we have.
We know one. We grew up with one.
Oh, we know, like, what that's like, yeah.
We know what that's like. See, the thing is that I think that what actual trolls do is that they believe everything, and they're trying to insult the band. I'm not trying to insult the band. I'm trying to insult all the idiots that get
you just
trying so
to get you just want
to
get
up.
People fired up, and you just know what to say.
I mean, honestly, nothing's ever going to top when the guy told me that he was going to take me to Florida and feed me to the alligators because I was making fun of Shinedown, and I said... And
Hughes,
I said that would be more.
Man.
Yeah, I said that would be being fed to the alligators would be more enjoyable than listening to like 45 or whatever Shinedown song.
Oh. Yeah, but then he took it too far, because then
he got personal
said about your name and where you live.
Yeah, he started.
That's
yes.
scary. He started mentioning.
So I had to
like,
block
addresses.
Him. I blocked
like,
him. I got a little nervous.
Well, these people were going into my Facebook, and apparently for my birthday I was wearing a Kiss T-shirt. And all of a sudden, all these people are blasting me. Oh, this guy likes Kiss. Of course, I'm like, how the fuck do they know
dude,
I like Kiss? And I'm
I know.
Like, oh shit, they went back and looked at my pictures. Like,
they did.
That's why you gotta keep it private.
Like, calm down,
dude. I had a profile picture where I'm holding one of my basses, and it's the short scale bass. And there's people going, yeah, the guy with the little guitar is gonna tell us, like, you know, how to. So I had to, like, I went in and I said everything, dude.
Oh
I said everything
God,
to
dude.
As private as it could be, because
whoa,
as fun
yeah,
as
I need
it
to
is,
do that.
I
like,
don't want
scary.
Some like no. These guys have no teeth, no jaws, but they'll find a way to put a shotgun up my ass. So I have to be careful.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want that.
Because I'm not worshipping Papa Het. Like, okay,
yeah.
Let me know when he gets out of rehab.
Dude, did you see the one guy I said? Dude, I had everybody on a fucking bender about how Megadeth steals all Metallica's riffs, and I said, okay, you're right. I said, I think what we can all agree on is they're both better than those Hacks and Anthrax.
Oh, no.
And then the guy, another guy starts, and he goes, what the fuck? He's like, what the fuck do you mean? He goes, please, explain to me how Anthrax are Hacks. And I'm like, have you ever listened to them?
That's when I chimed in. I'm like, yeah, it's a madhouse. And then we started doing like the insert.
Dude, some other guy jumped in on one of those and started randomly throwing band songs out like that. He's like, oh, if you're talking bad about Mustaine, you're going to wake up dead. I was like, this guy could be, I'd be best friends with this guy.
Oh, dude, did you see last week with the Tommy Lee post? I said something and me and this guy started renaming all the Motley Crue songs to include Tommy's dick. Oh, my God, it was fantastic. I was like, dude, you could be my friend. This is good. I love when people play into it, though, and like,
I don't want to say
you
guys,
you're fucking stupid. You are fucking with no G, stupid. Like, okay,
I don't want to say the guy's name. I don't want to say the guy's name because you never know if they, you know. But I think you might know who I'm talking about. He's like, he refers
D-dub?
To everything as like, yeah,
D Dubs.
yeah. Yo, him. He got fired up at me. So Johnny Rotten was on The Masked Singer like 6 months ago. And I don't watch The Masked Singer. I think it's fucking stupid. But I think what's ridiculous is the epitome of punk rock, the lead singer of the Sex Pistols, to be on a fucking corporate fucking bullshit show like that.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's nonsense.
Right?
So I said, man, he's come a long way from God Save the Queen, like, with this kind of fucking nonsense.
They had one fucking album.
Yeah, and they're fucking awesome. But he's like, his wife has fucking ALS or something. I was like, oh, God, I feel so bad for her and Lou Gehrig. Like, my heart's breaking. Like, you know, like, it was bad. Like, we were, it got out of control.
Yeah. Well, dude, stop being such a B-leaguer. You got to be an A-leaguer.
I know. He's always like the Black Album's the... He got all mad.
The B-League, the C-League.
Yeah, he's talking about how the Black Album is Metallica's best album because of how much it sold. I'm like, by that method, I'm like, like the Backstreet Boys, if you're just going by commercial sales. Like, anyway, I could go on and on. Yeah, I'm happy you guys have gotten into this. I've been doing this. I've liked
this
doing
is so
this
good.
So,
it's I'm fun. Addicted to it
shirts,
now. It gets to you. It's
shirts
like,
and beers.
Yeah. I'll go
well,
last.
Jim, I hope that prick's not watching because I have a Kiss shirt on.
Oh, see, there you go. You got your Kiss shirt on. Beautiful.
I got the Kiss shirt and I got the Coors Lights.
All right.
I got
what's it say?
Hey. Let's watch scary movies. I saw Watch. Yeah, let's watch scary movies. Nice. Got Ghostface, and I got a couple different beers tonight. I got the Lion's Head Pumpkin Ale. It's the best head in town, next to your mom. I got the Tallboy Lion's Head.
Wow.
And the Genesee Oktoberfest.
Dude,
excellent.
Nice. Lion's Head Pumpkin. It's very faint, but it's not. Yeah, you know, it's $8 a six pack. You can't really complain too much.
Miller Lite, as always, and the shirt. Let me see if I can pull this off. See if you guys can see it. You see it? Do you see it?
Yes. Oh my God!
What's it say?
Chrissy, wake up! I don't like this.
That's right.
Where did you find that?
Redbubble. Redbubble.com. They have all kinds of crazy custom-ass shirts.
Okay.
It's fantastic. Fantastic. I bought it a while ago when we were still on Stranger Things kick, and then it showed up, and we took a three-week break, and it's like, good job, Jim.
Ooh, who's taking off?
Ooh.
That was me.
Okay. Who do you think?
All right, so we got to pick an order tonight. So since I won, I'm going to pick a range.
Ooh, shit. Okay.
Range is going to be 1 to 1 million.
Oh my God.
All right. Washkosh, what's your number?
666,666.
Okay. Jim, number.
69.
7.
I'll go low.
I'll go 7. I'm keeping it to the classic. Keep it to the classics.
Joe is 7.
That's good.
Alexa. Pick a number between 1 and 1 million.
Here's a number between 1 and 1 million. It's 447,225.
Jim, with 69.
Jim, closest without going over.
Right.
Price is right rules.
Oh.
All right, so Jim, pick your order, and then I have a suggestion of something.
Oh, my God. Wash, Kush, use me. That's the order. I got to go last. For the siblings thing, I gotta go last.
Okay.
I'm gonna see if you guys get this.
So, with my projected thing I have here, since I'm not in any fantasy football drafts or leagues or anything this year, what do you say we do a snake draft where, so the way a snake works is, so you picked me, Hughes, and yourself, Jim, right? So, the snake would go, it would go Wash, Hughes, Jim, Hughes, Wash, Hughes, Jim, like that, rotating it every time.
Go back and forth?
So basically, it would go me, Hughes, Jim for
10-9-8.
To 6.
Well, it might work better with the presenting of it. I don't know. I thought of it in the shower, but.
I like it. It's.
I don't think we have enough ranks to do that, though.
I don't think it'll work, but we should do it for the next band.
Yeah, I think the next band, though. I definitely think, Wash, because you were the generator of these ideas, and I think that would be great. I think probably need like a 30.
We're going to need something energetic for the next band.
Yeah.
For this next rank. We'll get to that.
Okay.
Well, without further ado.
You have to go to Starbucks, get your coffee, get your change. You know what I mean?
You need to get your, I'll have a quesadilla.
Laquito Taco Bell.
Wait, I don't know if we're all talking about the same band.
I don't know.
We're not talking about the same band, man.
I don't know what we're talking about at all. Top 10 siblings of rock. Here we go.
Here we go.
Since there were no rules, didn't say that they had to be in the same band.
No.
So.
Ooh, oh, shit.
I don't know their real names, but Rob Zombie and his brother from Power Man 5000.
Spider
One. There it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Number nine is Lizzie and RJ Hailstorm from Hailstorm. I don't know their last name.
Hail.
Those coconut
motherfuckers. No.
No, I know it's not. I know it's not.
All right, number eight. Number eight is the guitar duo from God Forbid, Doc and Dallas Coyle.
Ooh, there you go.
They're a good duo. I prefer them in the trash.
Wow.
Next.
Wow. We got
the one of them's in Bad Wolves. You know that? Bad Wolves.
Yeah.
One...
Oh God.
Yeah. All right. Go.
That's a terrible band.
Traveling
too.
Over to a band that we previously just did. We got Mario and Joe Duplantier. Not quite sure.
Ooh.
From the fuck
Gojira.
Is that?
Mario's okay. The drummer and Joe is the singer guitar player.
Who's the bass player? Bowser.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
All right. Oh my god. Hughes is
wow. And number six, the Brothers of Lamb and God, Chris and Willie Adler.
One of them's not there anymore,
Chris
right?
left.
Yeah.
Who's the one all that right. knocked out the lead singer?
That's that was
favorite.
Mark Martin. He fucking knocked him the fuck out.
He laid Randy out. Landy,
all right.
Yeah, Landy. Randy went to prison for a little while.
Yeah, he did.
10 through 6, here we go. Number 10, fucking Noel and Liam Gallagher, Oasis.
Nice.
Not so much for their music, but for their fucking nonsense. Number 9, Max and Igor, Sepultura.
Nice.
Also a Calvera conspiracy. Number 8, those chicks that sing Barracuda, Anne and Nancy Wilson from Heart.
Nice.
Nice.
Number 7, these two should get an award for writing one song over 80 fucking albums. Angus and Malcolm Young, AC/DC, and number 6, the fucking Bee Gees.
Ooh,
whoa,
killer! Gotta love them. Gotta love them.
Wow, we are all over the place here. Holy crap!
Wow, my one cat is just laying like this with their eyes closed and just like on the floor, like just not a care in the world.
I'd love to trade places.
I know. My God. Number 10. The Jackson.
Oh!
Wow, Jim!
Which ones?
All of them. They're all related. They're all Jackson 5. Yeah. They're all brothers.
Jackson 5. Number 9. Ready for this one?
Yeah.
Good Charlotte.
Oh.
Benji and Joel.
Yikes.
I know.
Fuck them.
Number 8.
Lifestyles.
Black Crowes. Black Crowes.
That's a good one. I slept on that one.
Number 7. The rank that will forever haunt us. The Kinks.
Yeah, see, I was wondering if anybody was
going to
have
that. If they were going
just
to 20,
the
they were
going to
be on the list. But
yeah, if they were going to 50, maybe.
And number 6, got to go with Chevelle.
Okay.
I'll relate it.
All right. Number 5, as Hugh said, not for their music.
Number what?
Number 5. As Hugh said, not for their music, but for their antics, the Gallagher brothers.
Okay.
Holy sauce. Nice.
My number 5. Band started out as 3 brothers. When the bass player brother left, they replaced it with the brother-in-law, Chevelle. Like Jim at number 6.
There you go.
Keep it in the family. Family system.
There you go.
I did not know they were actually brothers. So I was not aware of that.
Yeah.
I was not aware of that.
I did not know that these guys, that there were brothers in this band, but Stone Temple Pilots.
Robert and Dean DeLeo. That's a good one.
They were my 10. I quickly changed it because
I was like, ooh.
I like Rob Zombie a lot better. So, it's on me, right?
Number four.
Those chicks that sing Barracuda in Heart. Anne and Nancy Wilson.
Wow.
Nice.
My
number 4, I've got another pair of sisters, Kim Deal and Kelly Deal, the Breeders.
Ooh. Oh, Hughes, God. I wish I could change something, but I can't. Fuck.
Safari.
All right. Number 4, Angus and Malcolm. Why not?
My number 3,
Play those A chords.
Play those A chords, the Youngs.
Wow.
Okay. My number three. Pantera.
The Abbott Brothers.
Vinny and Dime, the Abbott Brothers. R.I.P. We'll miss you, bud.
I am looking forward to seeing Pantera playing one last time with Zach on the hill.
Yeah, I hate the fact they got that bum drummer from Anthrax, but I guess beggars can't be choosers.
Jesus Christ. Controversial.
This isn't Blabbermouth.
I don't give a fuck about it. Yeah. I think it's horrible. I hate Zach Wilde. There, I said it.
Jim.
Number 11, controversial statement. I hate Zach Wilde. I said what I said. It's going to be bad. I'm just trying to...
It's going
to
be bad. You know, yeah, it's going to be bad.
I feel like mine aren't as controversial as you guys will be, so...
Mine aren't as bad, I don't think, but I've got some things to say. My number three, the Sisters of Haim. Greatest fucking chick band of all time.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Love Haim.
That's a good one. Haim, yes.
All right, number two, the boys from Pantera. Vinnie Paul and Dimebag.
My number two. Give me a little Alex and Eddie Van Halen.
Ooh.
I fucking slept on Jerry Only and Doyle Von Frankenstein from the Misfits. I wish
I saw them
but...
earlier today, but
All right, number two for me is Vinny and Dimebag.
Ooh. Jim, do we have the same number one?
I think me and Jim have the same number one.
I don't know
one.
If we do or not.
Wait, Jim, did you say Van Halen yet or no?
I did not.
I didn't say Van Halen.
Oh, shit.
I'm not worried about Van Halen.
My number one, arguably the greatest guitarist and drummer of rock music of all time. Van Halen's.
The Van Halen's?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
My number one is Carl, Dennis, and Brian, the fucking Beach Boys. Best fucking siblings ever.
Okay. I mean, you can't argue that one.
Well, Jim's going to.
Okay, he's... well, I am. Because you guys slept on the biggest one of all, James Hetfield and Kirk Hammett. They're brothers. Dave Mustaine's their father.
Oh, for the love of God.
What, am I wrong?
Yeah, kind of.
I'm kidding. Eddie Van Halen, Alex Van Halen.
God damn it, you should have kept it at James and Kirk.
The Van Halens, come on. Alex Van Halen is the most underrated drummer in the history of
music. I will 100%
overshadowed
agree with
by
that.
Because he's overshadowed by his brother, which is fine. I mean, good for them, and obviously, but like, good lord.
Alex is absolutely the most underrated drummer in rock because, like you said, he's overshadowed by Eddie, and Eddie's just amazing. But the thing is, like, people don't realize how good Alex is.
Yeah. And he looks like Clark Griswold, so fuck it. It's awesome. Good for him.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Oh, boy.
How am I doing?
All right.
We're
gonna go
slow.
We're gonna go slow.
Round
table slow.
We gotta go
slow. Here's how you can present. You can say what you want to say, defend it, and then let everybody speak. Or you can just say it, let it process, and then
let it simmer.
And then someone might blurt out something and defend it. Mm-hmm. You gotta at least defend it somehow or some way.
Oh, boy.
If we all agree on it, then it's really not controversy, but then again, we all might be thinking the same mindset.
Yeah.
But if it's something that's extraordinarily controversial, I would suggest let it process. Like,
I might not even read mine in order. Like, I might just change it. I don't even know if I'm going to read mine in order.
I'll tell you right.
I don't have an order.
I have a 10-to-1 order, but I have an order of there's a certain section where they all tie into each other. It's like one feeds off the other, feeds off the other, feeds off the other.
Yeah. Dude, tonight there's no winning.
Yeah, there's not going to be winning.
There's no winning. No one's winning anything. We're just going to fucking rip this apart and then
But
Washkush. Let's go.
Without further ado. The top 10 most controversial musical opinions by falling down the rankings.
Oh my god.
Number 10. Not wearing the shirt of the band to the show is the most asinine thing I've ever heard in my life.
Ooh.
No, yeah, I would agree. I actually agree with that. I wear the shirt of the band. I don't mind it. I haven't always. There's been times that I've not, but I'm not against it. I would do it.
But there's people that purposely do that.
Like, I remember there was
a statement, which is
we went
I agree.
I was at a show at Tink's in Scranton, I think I was in 10th grade, and there was one kid grade above us. It was Catch 22. I had a Catch 22 shirt on at the show, and he fucking grilled me. He's like, "What are you doing wearing the band shirt to the show?" I'm like, "Supporting them." He's like, "You never wear the band shirt to the show." I'm like, "Why?" He's like, he didn't have a reason. He's like, "You just don't." I'm like, "Okay." I'm like, "So if I'm going to go to a Dolphins game in Miami, I don't wear a Dolphins jersey or Dolphins shirt?" Like,
you wear a Bucks jersey.
No, you're fucking shit on a Bucks jersey.
Yeah, except when Brady's wearing 12 next year for the Dolphins.
But no, seriously, it's the same concept as going to a sport, your favorite sporting team. Like,
you have to wear,
I remember going to Maiden the last time, and me and my one buddy were in Philadelphia. We were sitting in one bar, and there was like five people to the left of us all wearing Iron Maiden shirts. And we all looked over them, and we're like, "Fucking Maiden!" And they all like started going, getting fired up. So it was just like, And then like there was like 10 people on the subway that all had Maiden shirts on. It was just like, it's stupid. It's the dumbest thing ever that I've heard with going to a show.
I agree. That one I could totally get behind. And I agree, because people are, they're just idiots for that.
So wear the fucking band shirt to the show. And don't, and if people give you shit for it, tell them to piss off. All right.
I agree.
Hughes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. You guys know Rush?
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Do we really need 19 albums? I think Rush is a little overrated. And by a little, I mean like they're pretty fucking overrated. Come on.
Oh my god.
Do they need 19 albums? Probably not. Are they overrated? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I mean, do I really need to, if I'm going to listen to all the Rush albums, do I really need to listen to all that keyboard slog?
Yeah, you can skip the mid-80s to 90s and just, you know.
Whoa. See, now that's the Rush I'd like. I like the synth.
Hey, Geddy Lee, do me a favor. Put the fucking keyboard back in the closet.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
He did. Well, he did after the 90s.
I know he did.
You know, I heard Neil put the sticks down too, so you don't have to worry about Rush anymore.
Wow, Jim. Wow.
Jim.
Wow. Was that your number 10? Was that your number 10?
No, that's not my number 10. I've got two honorable
mentions. Oh, I have an honorable mention as well.
I just have to say it before I get to my number 10. I'm not going to get into it because I don't want to cause any issues. We know my feelings. I don't understand Metallica. Second, Jimi Hendrix fucking sucks. I don't understand it. Jimi Hendrix is pure fucking trash.
No,
and I said what I said.
No, it's
yes,
not.
It is.
You did.
My number 10. I said what I said.
Oh,
my number 10. My true number 10. Let's be real. This touches into the Rush thing a little bit because it's the first band I thought of. But long songs are fucking stupid. Don't give me fucking songs that are over 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 minutes. No. It's more than one song at that point. Go fuck yourself, okay? Go fuck yourself. No one wants to sit and listen to a 14-minute song of you playing the same riff. No, stop it.
Well, that's why shitty bands write 3-minute songs.
It's called a new song. Shitty bands, what, like the Ramones?
Nah.
Come on now.
Well, okay. Unskilled bands.
The Ramones aren't unskilled. They're legendary.
Ramones aren't skilled. Ramones knew how to write a 1-4-5-4 fucking power pop song better than anybody. You bite your fucking tongue.
Look it here.
Ramones
here,
couldn't write a 5-minute song if their life depended on it.
No, you don't want. I mean, like
Green Day song.
Hmm?
Come on, Jesus is a Suburbia. That should be four songs.
That song is trash.
You're trash.
What about the Rhyme of the Ancient
song
Mariner?
Of all time for Green Day.
Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner.
No, fuck that
song. No, that's awesome. No, Jim, come on. That's awesome.
Jim,
come on.
You're fucking comment.
I need fucking 14 minutes of this bullshit.
It's a fucking journey. It's a fucking journey.
It's a fucking journey. Okay, I'll give you a fucking journey. You're going to get
big
this
wheel,
south
big wheel in the sky.
Just a small town boy growing up anywhere. You took the midnight train all day.
Going
long,
anywhere.
Whatever it is. Get the fuck out of here.
You know what I think the problem is, Jimmy? You stop
people.
Believing.
What? I stop believing? Yeah, okay.
You stop believing.
Stop it. Nobody needs a song over 10 fucking minutes.
Yes, we
minutes.
Do.
Okay. Oh, look at the new fucking Rush album's 4 songs and it's 3 hours long. Ooh. Stop it.
I like it. I dig it.
Stop. All right. So, speaking
stop.
Of
stop.
Bands that
said.
Do long songs, an honorable mention. My number 11 Helloween is the most underrated band ever.
You know what? After listening to everything they did, yes, I agree with that 100%.
You know what's
and
crazy?
Until Hughes does the deep dive. He needs to do the deep dive.
I want to jump on this wagon. I've been doing the deep dive. And I got to tell you what.
I knew he was going to hate them.
No, I like them. I like them. But you know what, though? Like, I like eating a salad. I'd rather eat a fucking pizza. You know what I'm saying? All
right, my number 13. As of right now, I think Helloween's better than Maiden. And I said what I said. Maiden has better hits, but I think Helloween's better.
Wow.
Goddamn. Where are we at here? This is getting
number
out of
nine.
Control.
My number nine. There's a lot of people out there that really need to fucking hear this statement. And I feel like they don't understand the genre of metal music by what they say, where people who think fucking Disturbed, Godsmack, Breaking Benjamin, and all those other fucking shitty bands are metal are fucking idiots. Stop it. Please.
I would agree.
Please.
I would agree.
The problem is there's too many variations of metal. They need a different
word.
But
the thing is, like, there's certain bands when you hear them, that's a metal band.
It should be lumped into the rock.
It's hard rock that just turned into fucking shit. Like,
because you went to drop D, now it's metal, which it's not.
Now
you suck.
I will tell you, a band like Disturbed, you know, like, and the Ambassadors of the Sickness, they're terrible.
I've seen them live. They
now,
were fucking terrible.
Yeah.
I was at Montage. I was in the box seats where I had paid money, which my mom got it from the Allied nursing home that they get. They have to give them away for free, so I got them for free. This cunt lady behind me did not know, you know, that I got them for free. Here's me sitting on the railing during one of the songs where a bunch of people sat down. She comes up and taps me on the shoulder. She's like, can you please sit down?
Uh-oh.
My son and I can't see the show. We pay good money. I'm like, first off, lady, I'm sitting in front of you. I paid better money for you. I'm in a VIP box. And I'm like, it's a fucking metal show. Stand the fuck up. And then, like, not even 30 seconds later, they kicked into something, like, faster or louder. And everybody stood up, and I turned around, and I just fucking mean-mugged her for 30 seconds. And she wouldn't even look at me.
Look at you, man.
Yikes.
Taking out the world.
Yeah. Ugh. Disturbed. Disturbed is terrible.
They are. They're so fucking bad.
It really is.
Like, their first song, that Down With The Sickness, I'm like, the first time I heard it, I'm
terrible.
Like, you know what? This isn't too bad until that fucking bridge.
The bridge.
Where he started.
Don't hit me, mommy.
That completely made me lose all respect for that shitty.
Honestly, when I hear that, I wish that his mommy would hit me so I won't have. And knock me unconscious so I don't have to hear any more of that drug.
But you know what? Oh, they're terrible.
Godsmack. Godsmack's first two albums aren't bad.
Yeah. Godsmack's got enough that, like, Godsmack is so fucking derivative of all the bands that I love that, like, I can enjoy it. Like, they're like, God...
Their most recent stuff
Godsmack,
is just trash. They like, turn into, like, an alt-rock
Godsmack
band.
Godsmack has talent, at least. I give Godsmack credit for having talent. They just write shitty music.
Well, you know what Godsmack does great? They tune the guitar into D and they go... over and over. And they do it better than anybody.
And you know what? That all plays into the thing Washkush was talking about before we started recording. There's that certain group of people and genre that they love that shit. And they use that music on videos for stuff. And, like, you know, like, there's a fucking Ford F-150 trying to get up a hill. And it's like, wah! And then it magically makes it up over the hill. It's like, argh! Like, okay, dude, calm down now.
Damn.
Those are for dudes that have the fucking sun tattoo on their arm and shit.
Right? Yeah,
on their elbow.
Yeah.
On their elbow,
right. Or the barbed wire around one of their biceps or something.
Yeah, your average Godsmack Disturbed fan, there's a good chance they have a barbed wire tattoo from the 90s.
Yeah. I'm
or
not saying that they beat their wives. Like, I'm not saying that they beat their wives, but I'm not saying they don't.
Oh, my God.
Number nine.
Okay, we're getting very controversial tonight.
Number nine.
I have to get the exclamation points back up.
Number nine, Ghost is the greatest metal band of the 21st century. Did I say is? I meant was. They stopped being after Meloria. I said what I said, Jim.
I'll clarify this right now. Ghost is a fucking metal band. They are... Ghost is a metal band.
Ghost was a metal band.
They're still a metal band. They turned into a hair metal band. But then...
Hair metal's not metal.
Jesus Christ.
Ooh, there's a bonus one for Jim right there.
I feel personally offended now. My God.
Ghost is a top five favorite band of mine. But Jim, here's the thing. They might not be the best metal band. They might be the best hard rock band. But they're not a metal band anymore.
I don't like hard rock. Oh my God, that reminds me.
So you're now categorizing Ghost with my number 9 statement of Disturbed, Godsmack, Breaking Ben.
No.
Because your number 9 statement was shit. Like, you're categorizing is like, literally, like... I'd rather,
shit rock. Avenged Sevenfold is a metal band, but they're also shit.
They're shit rock. Shit metal.
Avenged Sevenfold was so bad the drummer decided to die than create any new music.
Oh my God. Wow.
Is that true? Five.
Oh, it's
you
shit
on the it rev. Stayed no, in it there. Stayed in. You shit on the rev. You're going to have a whole new group of people now, Hughes. Oh man. You better
move.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sure he was a super nice guy. I love how he did that, like, on the drums constantly. He did it better than anybody. All right,
dude,
next.
I don't know how to take number 9. I'm going to bold that, because I can't process
We're going to be in the middle of our threes, and Jim's going to be like, you know what? Ghost fucking is. They're out of fucking metal.
Jesus Christ. And now it ties into this. You want, like, hair metal. Now, my number 9. Rat and White Lion are the best hair metal bands of all time.
Now, Jim, are you saying that because James Lomenzo is in Megadeth and he was the bass player in White Lion?
I'm not saying anything, okay? Let that go. But, yeah, he's better than the previous bassist for Megadeth. He's come all over his fans. Am I wrong?
Wow.
Number one, he shot it all over his iPhone.
Okay, fine.
But how about anyway. How would Dave Ellison... How about the next morning Dave Ellison takes a call, his phone gets stuck to his face. He's like, I can't get it back off.
Is that hair gel?
Yeah, it's like there's something about Mary, but he's like, oh, I can't pull it off.
All right, Rat invented hair metal. They were the original. They came out in 1982 or 1983, okay? They were the originators of hair metal.
Oh,
Motley
yeah.
Crue was glam metal. Rat was hair metal. Yeah. They have the best guitar riffs and the best guitarists. White Lion, unfortunately, came out in 1988 at the end of it and got no credit for what they did, and they had the absolute best riffs and guitarists. Yeah. So on
can I tell you, Jim, can I tell you something I think you'll agree with?
What?
I'd rather eat a fucking rat than listen to Rat.
Oh my God, Jesus fucking Christ. I'm hanging up. You're going after Ghost and Rat. You get me into Ghost, and then you take it. You're like a fucking horrible pimp or something, man. Well, you're like a bad drug dealer.
I gave you a taste of the H. Now I'm taking it away.
Yeah, you're taking it away now. Oh, Ghost is great. Listen to this.
I love Ghost. They're still my favorite band. They're a hard rock band.
Oh, my God, Rat.
Jim,
Rat, Jim, I
don't know enough about Rat to shit on them. The stuff that I have heard, I did like.
To the attack from Rat. Rat?
Oh, I love Round and Round.
No, that's the worst song ever. Stop.
Oh, God damn. Oh, all right,
but
we're
to any person who
it.
Says
oh,
Motley Crue is the best hair metal band ever is a fucking idiot.
No, fuck off. Yeah, no. That's just because of the reputation. Like, their reputation is bigger than who they are. I'm not even going to list that.
Motley Crue is a singles band.
Them, and it turned out to be the... Yes, they were the worst ranked besides the Kinks.
Kinks was great.
That was pathetic. Well, Kinks was torturous.
When you got through the fluff, when you got to, like, the greatest hits of all the Kinks, it was good, but the...
It took forever, though, man.
Yeah.
It's 30 albums and one
song on
each
album. Honestly, I'd rather get fucked by Lola than have to listen to the Kinks ever again.
Oh, my God.
Die. Oh, my God.
Like, unreal.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, buddy.
Oh, my God, I'm choking on my Miller Lite.
Sorry. Yeah. I'd rather be choking on Lola than ever have to listen to
her.
Oh, wow. Okay, Jesus. Number 8.
Number 8. Watch, Chris,
I don't know
us.
If I'm going to save you.
Oh, God.
All music is both good and bad because it's opinions. Some is pleasurable to the ear, but shit. Some is jarring and great. What makes something good or bad is general social acceptance of all music.
Okay, Mr. Rogers. Jesus.
But no,
Christ.
No.
Yeah, Jesus, Washkus, you want to change your shoes real quick while we're fucking
you want to feed the goldfish? Wait, did you hear that? It's the train
shut
coming.
Shut the fuck up here. Let me re. Yeah.
That's a nice sweater you got on there.
But no.
Oh, I almost said something bad. I good thing I did it.
But like everyone like says, oh, Motley Crue's the best hair metal band ever. So then you like you start listening and you're like, oh, this is the best hair metal and nothing gets better than this. And you're like, it's fucking shit. And then you like you listen to something that's not actually pleasurable to the ear, like YYZ by Rush. It's all tritones. That's not a pleasurable sounding thing, but they do it in such a way that it sounds awesome. Yeah.
30 minutes later, they got to the first chorus.
It's like a 4 minute, five minute song.
No, I thought that was the album. Sorry.
Watch, because you really went philosophical on this here.
Yeah,
Benny
you
Goodman.
Went deep.
Yeah, I've just been taking. My whole list is just hot shots at bands.
I saved
really
that for the top.
Listen,
I saved that
all music,
for...
all music, good and bad. No, Disturbed sucks.
Yeah, but for some reason, so people still fucking go see these bands like Nickelback. Like they sell out fucking arenas.
Yeah, because there's no fucking choice. We'll talk
about
that
later. Well,
we might,
but the thing is,
we're gonna fucking get into deep shit.
Yeah. Damn.
We may have entered the consistency of
we might get there.
My ranks here.
Yeah. Okay, so a controversial opinion here. Yes. I mean, I my whole list is just taking hot shots at bands.
I love it.
System of a Down sucks.
You bite your tongue.
Oh my god.
They're the AC/DC of new metal. They're the AC/DC of new metal.
No, they're not.
Yes. Every song is the same. You got Serge going, brr, you got Darren going, brr, you know, you got the same fucking
And
drum.
You got Corn going, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, Corn sound, every fucking song sounds the same too.
No, it doesn't. Have you heard Twisted Transistor versus, like, Make Me Bad versus fucking Here to Stay? Here, listen to this. Think about this.
We were going to do Corn. They suck so bad we stopped.
I was gonna,
and I like Korn.
Yeah. Okay, but let me just explain this. Here's System of a Down. Think about like you know the song "The Forest," right?
Yeah.
Like, okay, it goes like the song starts goes bam ba bam 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 ba bam bam right, and then they palm mute it, and then they do it with just the bass and the verse, and Serge goes like yeah 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 right, and then Darren goes rah, rah, and then they go bam ba bam 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 ba bam right. They do that every fucking song. Until the end of time. Now, I'm not going to deny the fact Prison Song is the best song. But that's also like saying...
Oh, Prison Song is
not Wash Kush.
Yeah, but that's also like saying that like DiGiorno's is the best choice of frozen pizzas at Weiss. You know what I mean? And just because it's the best doesn't mean it's good. System of a Down? Nah. I'd rather... no.
I completely disagree.
Yeah, you should.
I don't want to continue
No, you shouldn't.
Man.
I don't know.
This is bad already. Oh, my God.
Anyway, that's it. System of a Down. Hey, guys, wait. Look up in the... Look at those aerials in the sky. Meow, meow, meow. Okay,
I can't see.
Yeah,
I can't see the waterfall. It's blinding me.
Yeah.
All right, Jim.
And she
number
won.
Number eight.
Oh, Jesus.
Number
I'm
eight.
On number eight.
We're going to take a break when we get to five.
Yeah, we will.
I need a snack. I got to piss. I got to probably drink more beer and drown my sorrows here.
Yeah, you got to... Yeah. Yeah, hey, Jim, controversial statement. Washers needs to go listen to some Coconuts.
Fuck you guys. Hailstorm's awesome.
Jesus Christ, why did I get lumped into that? Listen, number eight. All the original bands are only famous because they did it first. So Led Zeppelin would not be successful today.
Well, yeah, Led Zeppelin stole all their songs.
Oh, my God. Shut the fuck... Okay, all right, Views.
Listen, yo, don't go fucking stealing my shit here, Oscar.
Well, you didn't jump in, so I did.
Don't go stealing my... Well, because I got a little extra to save for later, okay?
Let's not go make Tony Iommi, whatever his name is, the greatest guitarist. He hits a fucking G. He hits a fucking G. And then he goes from G flat to G over and over, and everyone thinks it's the greatest metal riff of all time.
War Pigs is the greatest metal riff of all time.
I'm not talking about War Pigs, but even then, it's literally fucking Master of Puppets.
Puppets.
So Metallica stole from Black Sabbath because, again, they did it
first.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's wrong there, Karen? You upset about something?
Which one of us is Karen?
You're Karen. I'm calling out your band. They stole from
Black Sabbath.
You're calling
out my band. Dude.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Tony Iommi wishes that he could play the guitar like James Hetfield, that fucking freak. He's got half a hand. He's sitting there. He's got a, like, you know, he's fucking terrible.
Okay. But think about it. All the original bands, if they came out today, they would not do half the shit that they would. There's no way, because they're the ones that did it first. And I know that sounds stupid.
No,
but
you're right.
Let's get the lead out. I don't want to get the lead out because it's the same fucking three chords, but you did it
first. It plays into our overrated rank of...
Correct. Yes.
They were the only option at the time, like the fucking Beatles.
Yes.
The Beatles would be a forgettable band today if they came out.
Right, and it's funny because then you know how bands like today, like when we were younger, it was like, oh, do you like Slipknot or Mudvayne or whatever? Right. But back then it was probably the Beatles or Stones. Who are you? Which one do you like? And then like that's your friend group, like. You know, Friends in Seinfeld. Oh, you like Friends, you suck.
And then you got other people that are like, well, I listen to real music and I listen to Sabbath, so.
Well, yeah. But again, that's not original.
But
you're literally just fucking...
A lot of the...
I discovered this idea. Let's hit
the... A lot of the trailblazers, as you would say, a lot of them aren't as good as they are made out to be because they're the first.
They discovered it. It's like Stephen King. He's only the greatest horror writer because he did.
Well, he was the first one to get popular.
Okay, there's
doing
a sewer.
It. There was probably a lot of.
Right. There's a clown in a sewer. That's terrifying, but no one could ever do that again. Like, okay.
Washington Irving wrote The Headless Horseman like 300 years ago. 200 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, here we go.
You take every opportunity to come back to Sleepy Hollow. Like,
but I'm just saying.
Like, any fucking opportunity to Sleepy Hollow. Here we go. All right. Jesus Christ. I'm only joking. I'm fucking joking. It's all right. It's a good movie. It's a good movie.
I'm not even talking about the movie. I'm talking about the actual story. Because it's literally the dude riding around on a horse killing people that, like, at that time, that was really unheard of.
That's scary, yeah. Because it could happen.
Yeah.
All right, where are we at here? This is getting out of control. Where are we at?
Washkush, number seven.
Number seven. Hughes, Jim. Shitting on a band because it's socially acceptable but never actually listen to them makes you a massive poser.
Oh, I do that all the time. Fucking Hellstorm.
Yeah.
Fucking Gorgia.
Well, I think doing what we do allows us to...
I listened to Hellstorm. I listened. Because you made us listen to that first album.
The one album.
Not the first one. The Curse of the Coconut.
Curse of the Crystal of Coconut.
Or whatever.
Oh, Hughes. Jim said a bad word.
You said
I freely say it.
You said
cunt.
It first. I thought you broke
say
the cunt.
I don't care.
He
doesn't like it when we say
care.
Cunt.
I don't like to say it myself, but if you guys want to.
But when
we
say it, you like you drop the jaw and you're like,
What? I'm dropping
still,
the jaw at all the stupid shit you guys are saying.
He's in shock that he realizes that Hetfield stole riffs from Black Sabbath.
Yeah, I'm struggling. I want to grab my guitar. I have a guitar right next to it. I want to grab
it's
and start like.
The dun, 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 dun.
Well, Jim, I'm going to tell you. I'll be honest with you. I know that it's hard to not be the pentatonic box master that Izzy Stradlin is. And I know that that's really difficult for everybody. You know, so, God forbid that Hetfield plays an E chord. But, okay.
Oh, man. This is fantastic. Watch, Kush, your statement is absolutely true, with the exception of pissing people off on
Facebook.
Well,
yeah, but...
That's the only time
it's true. But if you're just full-blown shitting on a band because, you know... People say Nickelback sucks and you just want to join in on them and don't look like a fool saying, like making fun of Nickelback, but really you like
them.
I'm
going to be honest with you guys. I pity the fool who thinks Nickelback sucks.
Or the people that think Greta Van Fleet is just Led Zeppelin, but they haven't actually listened to all their albums and realize they're not Led Zeppelin. They're
I'm not saying you have to go through and listen to all their albums, but at least listen to, like, one.
Jim, how about when I would put up the guitar videos, I'd be like, hey, here's a little Greta Van Fleet for you, and be like, over the hills and far away.
You're an asshole, man. Oh my god.
Like, yo, bro, here's a little fucking new Greta Van Fleet for you. It's like the fucking Lemon song. I got the slide out. Like,
oh, here's the ocean, just the lyrics changed.
It's so good.
Oh, Greta Van Fleet's got a song called The River.
Fuck off.
They got the escalator to hell.
Yeah.
All right. Number seven. Here's what I can't stand. If I ask you who your favorite band is, don't fucking tell me some band that you and only two other people have heard of and think that you're going to reign some sort of supremacy.
I know Falling Down the Stairs is the greatest band in the world, but...
Oh, my God.
They are. You know what I'm saying, though? Like, if I ask you, like, who your favorite... Like, dude, like, fucking Steve like, his name's Corey. Yeah. You know Steve? Like, we're always, like, tagging him and shit, right? Like, when I'm like, dude, who's your favorite band? Don't, like, fucking tell me that, like, Boy Hits Fucking Car is your fucking favorite band. Yeah. Like, that's, like, ridiculous.
Steve is one of those guys that needs to, like, be the most, like, fuck off. No one most brutal, the most, like, unlegible band name in their logo from, like, some forest in Sweden or something like that. Like,
no, I'll tell you, Steve is top notch. Like, I see him once every 10 years. The last time I saw him in person was when Battery, the Metallica tribute band, played.
What he actually looks like right now compared to the music he listens to, are two completely different things. He looks like he should be listening to the Grateful Dead, but like he.
Yeah, he's got his hair. And him and Ian were just having a whole fucking discussion about fucking hair because I cut all my hair off and Ian's hair is long and. Steve's telling us his hair is down. Like, yeah, Jim's
Steve's hair
down.
Is long, and he walks around in shorts and flip flops, no matter what season it is. And like, he just looks like he's like stoned out of his mind all the time. So I'm like, I just assumed that he was a fucking deadhead. But there's another one.
So, but seriously, but you know what I'm saying? Like, don't like.
I agree.
If I ask you your favorite band, don't be like it's some band. Like, don't tell me that like fucking like.
No,
because
you're doing that. You're doing
your
that.
If you're doing it just to...
You're doing that because you want the person to say, "Oh, who is that?" And then you're gonna read their Wikipedia page off your phone.
Yeah, don't tell
like,
me that.
No.
Yeah,
I agree.
No.
No.
So that's it. All right.
That's a
good.
Yeah, number seven.
Don't do that to me.
My number seven. I hate to do it, but if I'm being fair, I've got to cut my own soul out now. I'm gonna say something I never thought I'd say. Number seven. Fuck Guns N' Roses.
I agree.
I, as much as it hurts
me
to say
are,
it.
They are a joke band for what they
they're
are doing.
They're one album wonder.
With
yeah.
their touring, and they only have three albums, and it's just a money grab to see Slash, Axl, and Duff on stage, which is why Izzy wanted nothing to do with it.
So,
and they had a chance to have Steven on the tour, and Axl is still bitter over... He's as bitter as Hetfield over Mustaine.
Yeah.
Well, Guns N' Roses
is.
You drank too much. You drank too much. Axl's like, "Oh, you had cocaine in the toilet. Like, get out of my band." Okay.
But I'll tell you this about Guns N' Roses. Like,
fuck this.
When they first got the Not in the. This is the problem with Guns N' Roses. The Not in This Lifetime tour 6 years ago was a great idea. The problem is that they're doing the same set list 6 years later. So it was awesome in 2016, but now we're doing it. It's like, give us something new.
And also, you know what? I don't want to hear any songs off Chinese Democracy, and I don't want to hear Velvet Revolver. Why did I pay $200 to hear Axl sing Slither? I don't want to fucking hear that. You're Axl fucking Rose. Don't sing Slither. And I don't want to hear Slash play...
The Godfather thing?
Yeah, The Godfather or Better or IRS or whatever. Like, dude, you're Guns N' Roses. Like, you're deep enough in a sense.
What's frustrating is that Guns N' Roses is not a band, it's a fucking business more than any other band.
Dude, Guns N' Roses, let me say something. And Guns N' Roses literally are riding off the coattails off of Appetite for Destruction. That is one of the great...
35%.
All right, we can all agree it's one of the greatest rock and roll albums ever created.
Yes. No, I disagree.
But the thing is, every album that's ever been released after that hasn't even come close to even coming... at par with it. Like, Use Your Illusion 1 and 2 is the next closest, but the thing is, it should have been two completely different albums. It just should have been Use Your Illusion, and then it should have been, like, Chinese Democracy for the... whatever. But, like...
Well, that's because Axl Rose wanted to be Elton John. But he had a rock band and didn't know what to do with it, so he chased them all out. That's what he did. He chased every single person out of that band. He'd go on stage and bash the guys for taking drugs and shit, but he was taking drugs and shit too. And like, you know what I mean?
He's
like, he would like get on stage and be like, "Oh, sorry about, like,
oh, like get in the ring
when
he's fucking
right
shit face.
The show doesn't suck." Yeah. Well, you know what I mean?
It's
that's
terrible
a great song, so fuck off there. But I'm just saying, like, oh Jesus Christ. But yeah, GNR, the whole get back together thing was cool, and then this nonsense of teasing songs and like, I don't know, the whole fucking giant box set that they did for Appetite, and they charged $300 for it. Because it had little drawers in it, like a jewelry box. Like, dude,
Here's something
stop.
That...
stop. And all the money's going to Slash's
and here's
work,
something...
Which
it,
she deserves.
This is my number
12.
The price of concert tickets is just fucking absurd. Like...
Oh, Jesus. Well, Hughes and I were talking about that before you jumped on. Because he's going to see Chili Peppers next week, he said.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were talking about, like, Mastodon
just watch, like,
and Ghost.
The 91
and I was looking
Woodstock.
At the concert in Jersey, and it's like...
Like, even to go see, like, a shitty band, like, in like, a little club, it's like,
$35.
Like,
it's insane.
Yeah.
All right.
fucked up.
It used to cost us more in gas to drive to Croc Rock than the tickets to see the bands. And that's how it should be.
That was I envy like anyone that's like around our parents' age where they got to see all the great bands. Like you got to go see
$14.
$20 you got to go see
my dad saw fucking Kiss at the Kingston Armory for like $6.99.
Oh, yeah.
God, could you imagine? Yeah. Maiden opens for Van Halen and vice versa, and it's
$14. I know I've said this previously. Like, I remember being at the Cafe Metropolis and it was a $5 cover. That was it. And $5 to get in and see the show. I forget what band it was. But Fall Out Boy was out there begging people to come in.
Oh, yeah, you Fall Out Boy that, right.
Begging.
Yeah.
Like I just basically told one of them to go fuck themselves. Like, I'm like, nobody wants to hear your shitty music.
Crazy, huh?
And to this day, I still don't want to hear their shitty music.
Oh, dude, can I tell you something? I fucking love Fall Out Boy.
Wow. I can't say anything about it.
I've seen them a couple times.
I hate the whiny emo. Anything. Like I can't get past it. Like it just.
Yeah.
And speaking of shitty bands, Christ. My number six.
Uh oh.
I'm never gonna live this one down.
Uh-oh.
The very first Five Finger Death Punch album is actually a very good album.
No.
Have you ever listened to it?
I don't need to.
That goes
in. So I'm like your number seven.
There you go.
I'm like your number seven.
So the first one. No. I would rather
hear the sounds of my parents in a Bukkake Fest at completion than listen to Five Finger Death Punch.
All right. So my defense on this.
Yeah. Try as you may.
The very first time I ever heard of them was at, I think it was like 2009, Upper Festival or one of those festivals that came to Montage.
Yeah.
They were on the second stage, and nobody knew who this band was. It's kind of like when Godsmack first came out.
Nobody knew who
they were, and they actually sounded really good, and I was impressed at that time. And I actually purchased the first album, and it's actually a very good album. It progressively just got worse with them over time as they just started appealing to certain types of audiences.
I guess for me, I would rather receive a Five Finger Death Punch to my temporal lobe.
Like I said, my number seven statement. If you never actually listen to it, it's...
No, I've heard like On the Wrong Side of Heaven.
No, that's all after.
Stupid fucking covers like Blue on Black. They got the idiot from fucking Queen.
Like I said, you know, the first album. Yeah. Oh boy. Only the first album I'm talking about. The second one, the second one made a big transition to the sound that you hear today. But the first album, they have a couple songs that kind of are like that, but for the most part, it's not bad. I don't care much for the singer, but the music itself is not terrible.
I call Five Finger Death Punch butt rock.
Butt rock.
Butt rock.
Please elaborate on what butt rock is.
That's pretty good.
Butt rock is Stained. It's Shinedown. It's Five Finger Death Punch.
No.
It's 3 Days Grace. It's Breaking Benjamin. It's It's Puddle of Mud. Okay, let's take Puddle of Mud off the list. But it's like, I call it butt rock because, like, and I don't even know how to describe it, but it's just like dumb. Like,
you know what it disturbed. Is? It's generic. Forgive me if you have to, Washkosh, if you have to take this out, take it out. It's generic white dudes with money that go to a concert
because
they don't know how to go to.
No, you're not wrong.
Concert.
You're not wrong. Because look at the actual audience.
Who would have, like,
that's what it
like,
is.
In 1983, all the businessmen who would have been like loving Foreigner and Styx and Kansas and REO Speedwagon, like now they love
now.
Five Finger Death Punch and Disturbed and Godsmack.
Right.
And
in '83, they went dressed in their suits and their spiky hair.
Yeah.
And now this time they
look like Christian Bale in American Psycho going to a concert.
They look like Benjamin from Wayne's World.
They were Benjamin from Wayne's World.
No, see, I would make the argument they're the guys that have, like, the fucking, the barbed wire bandana on, the camo shorts, but they're, like, 40. And I know we're almost 40, so I don't want to insult it, like, if I look like that next week at the Chili Peppers concert. But, like,
but,
fuck it.
Man, I gotta work overtime this weekend, but I'm gonna fucking rock tonight.
No, Jim, you know what they're working? That is. No, they're working overtime.
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 They're working for the weekend?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, aren't Wing Chun?
Hughes, what's your number six?
Jim, you're going to love this because you're going to agree on one part and you're going to not agree on another part. But I'm just going to tell you guys, and this is a fact of life, solo Ozzy trumps Black Sabbath because of Zakk Wylde and Randy Rhoads and all that 100% of the time.
What Ozzy song is better than War Pigs?
Crazy Train? No More Tears?
Diary of a Madman comes close.
Diary of a Madman, Over the Mountain, Flying High Again. Mr. Crowley? Have you ever heard Mr. Crowley, Washington? Did you ever turn your fucking ears on
Mr. Crowley? No, I never heard him.
No, I know you.
Blizzard of Oz is probably a top 20 metal album of all time.
Here's the problem with Black Sabbath. The problem with Black Sabbath is the wheels came off, and then you got like Dio, who like, I'm not a Dio fan, you guys know this. But then you got like Tony Martin, you got like Ian Gillan, you got Glenn Hughes, like, you got all these fucking guys.
Once Ozzy left, the Black first Sabbath Dio songs. Album was the last good album until Ozzy came back with 13.
Here's a controversial statement. Dio, not a fan. I don't like it. If I want to hear somebody sing about ogres and dwarves, I want to listen to Mastodon.
That's my number eight statement. Not all music is all good or bad.
Dude, all this is getting out of control.
Good and bad. You want to know what's
your,
out of control?
What's your seven?
Yeah.
What's your
six? Out of control?
Oh, no.
My number six. My number six. I've had to keep my mouth shut while you two were talking. Hughes, we sort of synced up on one.
Yo.
My number six. I'm taking it a little bit further. Listen to this.
Okay.
Ozzy is only good because of the people around
him.
Ozzy sucks. Ozzy and Sabbath, he had Tony
and
Geezer,
Bill.
Right?
Geezer wrote all
Ozzy
the lyrics.
Listen, Ozzy goes solo. Randy made Ozzy who he was.
Yep.
Then Jake got him through the hair metal phase, and then Zakk
through the 90s and the 2000s.
The bigger guitars.
Yeah.
And now Ozzy is only relevant because he makes an album and brings on a new person on each fucking song because it's like now that's what I call music volume 34.
Whoa.
Wow.
Ozzy Osbourne,
I disagree with that.
Listen, Ozzy sucks, but he's good because of the people he has around him. That's
right.
A statement.
Like, his newest album, like he's got Patient Number 9 coming out, but the one that just came out, like you got Duff playing bass, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Chad Smith playing drums. Mm-hmm. You're 100%.
There was
right.
one person who
that.
Actually
that
declined
be
to be on the album. Ozzy asked him. I can't remember who it was. I heard it on XM Radio.
It
was Jimmy Page. He declined to be on the album.
I saw that. Yes.
Which
yeah,
Eric Clapton is on the album.
That.
Like I.
Yeah. Yes, he is, and it's a controversial song. Apparently, Eric wanted him to change the lyrics, and Ozzy won't change it. So now Eric Clapton's kind
of
pissed.
No,
because when this song comes out.
Yeah.
Here we go.
But don't you guys, as much as you might like Eric Clapton playing the guitar, it's a little weird that he threw his son out of that fucking window, isn't it?
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
But
on that note, we're going to take a break.
And we are back. Things have been getting a little heated there. Washkush has got the scissors out. Benny Goodman doing a little editing there. He said some things that were a little harsh.
Oh, I said some things that were
not
harsh. Okay. Well,
this isn't as bombastic as I thought it would be, but I feel like the
top
five.
We're only at the bottom five. This is the top five now. So, speaking of that, so whoever is going up to present their number five through one, when it's your turn, state beforehand if you want to defend after you say it, or if you are just going to let it simmer and free-for-all.
Okay.
Okay.
Alright, here we go. Let's go. Washkush.
Oh, God.
Alright.
That's like my reaction when I listen to
Five. My number five is a free-for-all after it's said. Excessive cursing in lyrics is completely unnecessary. Write better lyrics. You sound like a fucking idiot.
Do not go insulting Fred Durst first.
I love how the two of you both went to Fred Durst.
I just said no. Go back to Jim's thing.
No. With
you're the cunt guy. You're the guy that says cunt.
I know. You're the guy. Washkrich, your heart will stop beating if you don't say the C word every fourth word.
The C word. What are we in seventh grade?
In fucking song.
But here we go.
I'm in seventh grade. Take Ozzy Osbourne. That's right.
He's got probably one of the most vulgar mouths on the face of the planet. Up until Post Malone was on one of his albums, he never said the word fuck on one of his songs.
And you know why? Because this goes back to Jim's point. Because he doesn't write the lyrics. Because he's good because of the people around him. He doesn't write the lyrics. If Ozzy wrote the lyrics, you know, it'd be like Sharon, like for fucking four fucking albums.
But look at bands that curse a lot, and look at ones that don't, and then some that just curse to just get the job done.
I will say, in defense of that, Metallica has only said fuck like
they
in
originally
four
wanted
songs.
To have in Master of Puppets.
Yeah,
it's
when they realized
you.
They took all of Dave's riffs and made two albums out of it.
Jim, for the love of God. What I said? Yo, how about, did I send you guys that video of Messane playing Ride the Lightning where he's like, they stole this riff and he played the whole Ride the Lightning?
Correct.
I was a little depressed. Because, like, with Messane, I think he's very good at being a ginger, but when it comes to, like, singing and playing the guitar, it's like, eh.
Yeah, he's better.
He's even better. I agree. Look, I fucking love cursing.
I do, too.
I have a kill
about
myself.
Is,
anybody,
I love filth, just
but
dirty,
any excessive cursing in songs, like
give me it all.
Like
of it,
sometimes it's
it.
Necessary. Sometimes it's necessary. You got to get your point across.
Watch this though. But what if it's one of those days? How are you going to tell
I'm just
us
gonna
about
fucking
that
break
without
stuff.
You know really telling us?
Now you're going to break stuff. Oh,
like
yeah.
any, I'll say anybody who's spent more than like 20 minutes around me knows that like I have like a free-flowing, filthy mouth, which I blame on my parents
which is fine.
For saying horrific words
but when you
I was
put,
young.
When
so,
you start
like, me.
Changing your lyrics to not include curse words, it actually sounds better. Like,
yeah, but what are you going to rhyme with yuck? Truck?
Like I said, sometimes it's necessary.
Uncle Buck?
No, what are you, a melanoma?
Like, Jesus blows his fucking whistle.
Right? I don't
cool.
know.
Like, it's a great line. But, like...
So you need the curse word.
Unnecessary, excessive.
Well, Washkrich is saying that in Blows His Fucking Whistle, it works, it's more impactful because there's not seven other uses
of
it.
Yeah, it's the only time.
All right, so give me an example of when it's excessive.
In Limp Bizkit, when he says fuck like 97 times in one song.
Oh my God. You just don't like Limp Bizkit. That should have been your number five.
Dude, check this out. Yo, check this out. I got a little Blinding Kugel Summer Shandy to cap the summer out.
I saw that their Oktoberfest was out, too.
Ooh, that is tasty.
It is.
That's a good beer. That's a very good beer.
Yeah.
It's a good summer beer.
I don't know if I could drink like six
it's
of them,
too
but
sweet
I'm going to be
me.
Honest with you guys. When we were on the break, I was thinking to myself, like, I'm having trouble standing up.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you what. Shit. Shimmy just finished the sixth pack,
boy.
And I'm going more. I'm not done yet.
I got the tall boys.
Keep it going, brother.
The best head in town after your mom.
All
right, am I up for number five?
Oh. Yep.
Christ, number five, yeah.
I'd like you guys to let this one simmer.
So you're gonna defend yourself? Or you want to let it sink in,
simmer.
In free fall after? Or okay.
Yeah.
All right, defend...
We'll do a 10 count.
Defend or simmer?
Let it sit.
Before.
I'm not going to defend it.
Okay.
Simmer.
Okay.
Sim it down now.
Okay.
With this band, you only need six albums. But honestly,
Metallica
if you
needs
ended
four.
It at two, you don't know who I'm talking about.
I know exactly who you're
talking
about.
You only need six. You don't know who I'm talking about.
It's two.
Maybe
two,
you
our conversation.
Actually, you
week.
Know what? Actually, you do know who I'm talking about. You only need six albums. But honestly, if you ended it after two, they'd be one of the greatest bands.
They are the greatest
instrument
in history.
Instead of just being a band. Iron Maiden. You don't need all that watered down nonsense. I'm not going to defend it because let the music do its talking. Listen to A Matter of Life and Death or The Book of Souls, and that'll do it for you.
I'd rather listen to A Brave New World over Blow My Load, Death Magnetic, Saint Anger. What's the other one I missed? Hardwired for Sound.
Hardwired to Self-Destruct. Get it right. Sorry, if you're going to get
it. I don't fucking care. Metallica only has 4 albums. And that Garage Days... Or no, the EP.
Let me know.
The Garage Days EP is awesome. Go ahead, Jim.
Hughes?
Yeah.
I'm glad you're wearing a hoodie right now.
Uh-oh.
You know why?
Why?
The Eskimo Brothers are back.
They're back!
We synced up on number... Listen, we synced up on number 6, and I swear on my life, number 5, as I wrote it, Maiden with Paul is better than Maiden with Bruce. That's my number 5.
Yes. Murders AKA, in the Rumor.
I don't like Bruce's voice, but I appreciate his stage presence.
Okay.
Give me Nico with Paul.
Maiden that could have been a whole with thing,
man. Yeah, and there's no album with Nico.
Maiden
and Paul,
with
there is no.
Maiden
no,
with
not,
Paul
not,
singing,
not.
But Bruce singing elevates. Listening to Bruce sing Wrathchild
like
is far better than listening to Paul sing Wrathchild.
Now, okay, so here's what I'll say. Like, there's no doubt, objectively, Bruce is a far better singer than Paul.
Right.
Correct. Technically, whatever you want to call it, yes.
But it's also, like, how we objectively say, like, Tom Brady would be the all-time best Dolphins quarterback once he joins the team instead of Dan Marino. That's okay. We don't have to get down that path. So, you know... It's too bad it's too bad we don't record these.
We really should.
We
really
the
should.
Faces. We should.
We
got to
figure out
how to do this stuff in bold.
Hey, I need the Faithful 14 know how to record it and put it on YouTube. We'll create our own channel.
Let us know in the comments.
But Hughes, yes. I yes. Yes. Yes.
No.
What you just said, yes. I do like, I like Maiden.
Yeah, I like Bruce.
Jim, your thoughts may have been different if, you know, 18 years ago you listened to when I told you to.
Dude, listen. Listen.
Or would for the last 18 years would he be sitting here wishing that Paul was on more albums?
And that would have been a miserable life. I might not have gotten married or anything. So maybe this saved me.
Well, you had your head so far up Axel's ass that,
Now, Washkrish. Washkrish. We've already established this. His head is not up Axel's ass. It's up Izzy's.
No. Thank you, Hughes.
It's so far
where
up Izzy's ass
Izzy?
That he's looking out
Somebody
his own eyes
me.
Trying to find Axel's ass.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at this
Jim's
fucking
head is
guy.
So far up. Jim's
You're
head
so,
is so far
guy.
Up Izzy's
Jesus
ass,
Christ.
He's trying to help Izzy to do it. Well, how else could I do a C to a D to make it like sound more impactful?
I don't know what any of that means, but...
All the while, Hetfield's getting out of rehab. I got all these new riffs. I listened to Black Sabbath for 3 months. Let's write an album.
Listen, Papa Het is so metal, his wife couldn't take it. She just, they're getting divorced because he's
Here
so metal.
Here we go. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Just like you do with Mustaine.
Didn't Papa
all,
Het say
fault.
That he had a poster of Aerosmith on his wall and he loved Joe Perry and Steven Tyler. He didn't know which one who he wanted to be, so he became both.
You know who he should be? He should be Brad Whitford. Next. There we go.
Number 4.
Wow.
This one is pretty current for a lot of the bands that we listen to. Actually, a good chunk of the bands that we listen to, because a lot of the bands we listen to are from the 70s and 80s. Farewell tours are stupid. They're like horror villains. They always come back. Oh, sorry. I'm defending myself. They're like horror villains. They always come back, except for Slayer. Slayer said we're done. They never played another show. Angel of Death was their last song.
Yep.
And the world went
right.
to fucking shit
yeah.
after Slayer stopped playing music.
I saw Slayer's last. I had comp tickets for Slayer, and they were awesome. And you're right, because you could Jim Nice on the crack. You Kiss has been on a farewell tour for the last quarter.
Like, look at Motley Crue. They signed a contract saying we will never tour ever again. They fucking blew it up. They toured, and now Vince sounds like shit. Tommy broke his ribs. They got some weird fucking dude playing drums. I think Tommy's back now.
No. They didn't get a weird dude. They got Tommy.
That's a good guy. That's a good guy.
Yeah, he was in Rob Zombie. He was the touring
Black Sabbath
drummer. If I'm
going to see Motley Crue, which might be their last possible time I'll ever see them, I don't want to see some random dude playing drums. I want to see Tommy playing drums.
The Can I make the argument, though? If you were going to see Motley Crue, you should have saw them in 87.
I was Anything 2 years old. I'm sorry, I couldn't. Like, I saw them on the carnival tour or whatever.
Okay, so we blame your parents, then.
I keep saying I should have been...
Whoa.
I should have been born in 1965.
We know that Mr. P and Mrs. D are saints.
They're fucking saints. They are saints.
They deserve a place in heaven where no one talks to them.
What
endured for 2 years.
Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Goodman are fucking saints.
They deserve a spot in heaven with all the other parents of band members where they practice at.
Dorothy Mantooth is a saint, okay? Yeah. Hugh, so...
Well, listen. Honestly, Washkush, I would take your mom out for a seafood dinner.
And never call her again?
I would call her again. Listen. She deserves it. Saints.
Listen, the only way Motley Crue is going to stop touring is when Mick Mars dies.
That's which honestly might be in like 10 minutes.
We don't know. Yeah, we might. Breaking news. Forget Taylor Hawkins. Mick Mars is dead.
Actually, he's been dead for the last 35 years. That was...
Yeah, it's mechanical.
I know. I was going to say the same thing.
Have you seen him play? He doesn't even move. He just moves it.
Well, he can't.
Like 10 years ago, he couldn't even move. 25 years ago, he couldn't fucking move because he had that.
So, Washkush, back to your topic. Farewell tours are trash. And it goes back to what we were saying with Guns N' Roses. They've been on the Not In This Lifetime tour for 7 years.
Yeah. Like, how many farewell tours
did
Kiss do? Did the Ramones do? Like,
oh, my God. But
the Ramones did none. The Ramones quit. Ramones did their last tour and they've been done. Don't besmirch.
Okay, I thought they did farewell tours.
But like with Kiss turned
it into
a joke.
They did a farewell tour and then they stopped.
That's the only thing is Kiss turned it into a joke, but no one could do what Kiss does, so now you just look stupid. And like Motley Crue, they signed that contract and then now there's money being thrown around so they blow up the desk that they signed the contract. What does that mean?
So
like that's a stupid
So Tommy Lee posts that picture. Did you see this? You probably did.
I saw it in the video.
I'm not impressed. No. I'm not impressed. I don't understand what people are looking at. Really? Maybe I have
the
a bigger
dude's like
dick
50.
Than I think I do, but I looked at that like,
60.
No, I mean, like, it's his dong, like, whatever, but it's also, it's like, why do we care? Like, you
but
know,
why
like,
does he get, but here's the question. Why does he get to post that? I'm talking to you, Zucky. Why does he get to post that and nothing happens? But when I post or Wash
House
is the
Holy
posts a picture of House of the
it's
Holy,
art.
He gets
literally
blocked.
Art.
Hughes posts the cover of the Rage
that was me again. That was me again.
Cover, and they can't. Well, he does it, you okay?
No, I posted that Jeffrey Dahmer joke and I got a fucking
warning. Oh yeah, you got hit
with
the Rage
Dahmer.
One
yeah,
is
a,
literally a dude
cover.
Being set on fire.
Yeah.
Dude, Jeffrey Dahmer, still, like seriously, all Dahmer wants to do is he wants to like fucking wake up in the morning. He just wanted to fucking eat some guys. And just go on with this fucking day. And I can't even post a joke about that, but Tommy Lee could show his 60-year-old fucking gross-ass dong.
And everyone thinks it's okay. Like, I don't understand that. Like, you, like Facebook bans so much shit. And fine, if that's your policy, that's
and
your policy.
And there's things, too, where, like, I'll just pull a meme off one of the meme groups that I'm part of, you know, that I found on Facebook, and then I post it, and then I get a thing saying, you know, oh, 3 years ago, you posted something against our community standards. And I'm like, I got a warning. I was like,
3 years
for,
ago.
Like,
okay,
can you tell me what?
Like, all right.
Like, there was one where my girlfriend, like some lady jumped into a tiger pen at a zoo, and the tiger attacked her. Well, you fucking idiot. You entered their territory. It's a wild fucking animal. She wanted the animal euthanized. And I said, I'm like, well, why don't we just euthanize her and just get rid of somebody that, like, doesn't need to be on this fucking planet that who jumps into a thing? And I got a warning from Facebook.
Jesus. Good God,
but the thing
man.
Is, like, the wild animal is defending itself. You're just a fucking idiot that doesn't know how to read signs, or you did read signs and you didn't think they approved to you. We're getting...
Man, how did we go from farewell tours to
Hughes,
tigers eating
number
women?
Four.
This is great.
Number four.
I love this podcast.
My
this
number
is,
four?
This is awesome.
For 20 ranks,
there's
we're
been
we're
a lot
deep
of
deep
bands... Yeah, I know.
We are
there's
so
been a,
fucking
okay.
deep.
I'm going to say this. I'm not going to defend it. I'll let you guys just have at it if you want to. There's been a lot of bands who have replaced their original singer and gone on to success. The band who's done it the best is Alice in Chains.
I disagree. We're going to go back one statement. Maiden.
Oh, fuck off. I'm going to say fuck off to that. Fuck off. To you, Washkush, not you, Hughes.
And here's some bands just for comparison. Stone Temple Pilots.
Who replaced their
Maiden,
no, that's trash.
Trash.
AC/DC, Trash. Van Halen, Black trash. Sabbath, trash. Deep Purple.
Trash. Trash.
Yeah,
there's
Alice
only
in Chains.
One band. One band that did it, and it's Alice in Chains.
Two.
That's it. One
Alice
band.
Chains. Maiden.
I who?
Two.
I said
Maiden.
One band.
Maiden and Alice in Chains.
One band.
I said what I said.
Maiden and Alice in Chains. We'll agree to disagree.
Maiden in Chains.
Jim, right. Number four.
Let's go. Number
Maiden is so good, but I don't know. Bruce pisses me off. But anyway,
he pisses
number
me off too.
Four. Let's see. Number four. I absolutely hate when bands get too big for their own good.
Oh, Slipknot,
and
here we
sound.
Go. Rah, rah.
I. What the fuck, Wash?
You didn't say you wanted to defend
yes,
it.
You're right. But no, listen. I know. I don't give a shit. Free for all. But listen, when bands, when they break big and they get too big and they're like, I fucking hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate when you go from paying $7 to see a band in a club and it's awesome and then you have to pay $170 and they sound like fucking shit. I hate it. I hate when bands
get
big.
I hate.
I know that's how they make money, but
I hate when
bands
get
big
too
it.
Fast.
I hate it. I hate it.
Like the thing in Detroit Rock City, like Kiss opened
for
Poison, and then to the year, the exact date, Poison opened for Kiss.
Cheap Trick, bro.
Cheap Trick, whatever.
Cheap
the fuck,
Trick.
I thought it was Poison.
Yeah, not Poison. Poison's 20 years later. Get your facts right. No, but yeah, dude, listen,
Dream
so like
Boy's
like even
at
okay,
you.
take Slipknot. Slipknot, there was nothing wrong with Slipknot until they had money. Like, I don't know if I need to reword it. Like, as soon as they get money, everything changes. Like, the bands become, like you guys said, like Guns N' Roses, it's a business. Like, there's a lot of
these bands are
like,
businesses.
Yeah, like, look at Slipknot. They're all suing each other and shit. Yeah. They're suing each other. They're fighting over the lyrics and music and stuff. Like, look at Axl. He kicks everyone out because he thinks it's his band. You know what I mean? Corey and Sean are fighting. Sean hits a tin can and wants money. Corey does more. Like, and I get it. That's the nature of everything, right? That's the way it goes. So it's like, imagine going to see Slipknot in, like, 1998, 1999. It's got to be the most scariest, coolest concert you've ever seen in your life. And now, 20, 30 years later, it's just bullshit. It's all pyro.
Well, the thing is, like, going to a club
bullshit.
And seeing nine guys,
you know what I mean?
Just fucking running around on a 12-foot by 12-foot stage, that's a little intense. But now they're on a 30-foot stage by 40 feet and, like...
Right. And they got money. And I'm like, fuck that. But even like Ozfest 99, they just came out in jumpsuits. They had nothing.
It's,
you know what I mean? It was like,
but the thing is,
like, that's when it was fucking good. I mean, any band like that.
Here's the thing that I think that killed Slipknot was Corey wanted to go into a direction where Slipknot never went, where he wanted to bring the Stone Sour aspect, which is fine. Snuff is a great Slipknot song. It's an amazing ballad by them, but it just... Like some of the other shit, like how you say with the new stuff, it's too clean commercial. It's not bad, but it's not like, give me the screaming, like the I hate the plastic record producers. Like if you're 5'5", if you're 6'5", then I'm 6'6", whatever the fuck. Like,
and that goes back to what Hugh said. That's when what the two guys that did what Joey and Chris when they died, right?
No, Paul. Because
they wrote all the songs.
Paul, no, Chris is still alive.
Yeah,
Chris would still be jerking his
alive.
Face off with that mask.
His fucking jerk nose, yeah. Paul
he would get canceled today for doing
Paul's
that.
But I just hate it. I fucking just, I don't know. There's something about it I hate when bands just get... I respect it because it's good for the band that they're huge.
It depends on how
kinda,
fast they get big.
You know.
Like back to Five Finger Death Punch. Like, they had their first album come out and they were on that whatever tour that was. And, like, that's where they made... I think it was like an opera festival. And like I think in a like three or four bands after them, Trivium played, which I was pumped at that time to see Trivium.
Oh god, Trivium.
That was way back in the early 2000s or late 2000s.
There's some butt rock.
Now they suck. Like,
they're worse than butt rock.
In Waves was their last like decent album. Everything after that I just like I
In Waves.
Okay.
I'd rather
new category.
I'd rather drown in Waves than listen to
their
Trivium.
First three or four
new
albums.
New category, butt metal.
Butt metal.
Trivium.
Whoa.
Lamb of God.
Yes, Lamb of God sucks. They have one.
No,
album.
I'll tell you. Okay,
their
so there's one thing that Lamb
amazing.
Of God's really good at, and it's... There's one thing Lamb of God's really good at, and it's killing fucking people who come to their concerts.
He attacked
They're
me.
They're great at
him.
That. I mean, the guy's dead.
Dude, he died. That's why he went to jail.
Yeah, literally, he said, now you've got something to die for, and he threw him off the stage.
Well, he shouldn't have
been up there. He shouldn't kill him.
Shouldn't be up there. Rules apply to everybody. Number three.
Wait, but if
mine.
But wait, if he was a 4-year-old baby, if he was a 4-year-old baby, he would be like, "Fuck this kid."
I'm letting everything fly tonight. It's controversy night.
Oh my god!
All right, number three.
Watch Chris.
Multi-day festivals on a poster look amazing. I'm defending, or no, this is a free for all. Once I'm done. All right, so on a poster, multi-day festivals look amazing, but attending is awful. There's nowhere to stay. There's no bathrooms. It's stupid expensive because you are trapped in there and at the mercy of the people selling you their basic human needs of, like, food, water, yeah. And don't even start talking about beer. Yeah. Like, it's just... Like, I
mean, I just watched that Netflix documentary about Woodstock 99, so I would agree.
Like, I see these festivals always being posted. I'm like, oh, day one, day two, day three. I'm like, I'd love to go to day two, but I'm not paying $400 for a ticket just to go to one show to see three bands.
Right.
And here's another thing that piggybacks off that.
It's too much.
Getting to the front row is so overrated because you got to get there like
totally overrated.
4 hours early, maybe even earlier, depending on the band, and you cannot leave. Like you're pissing on the floor. You're not going to be able to get a drink. You can't go to the bathroom. You can't do anything because you just want to be in the front row the entire time for a 2-hour concert where you're there for 6 hours and you've probably pissed and shit yourself.
Correct.
Gross.
Yeah, and then disgusting. Like, you know, they want to go fucking crowd surfing after they just shat themselves. Like, no, fuck you.
No.
There's another one.
That's a good one.
Crowd surfing is fucking stupid as well.
I agree with.
Like, I don't want to carry your fucking fat ass.
Yes.
Fat, sweaty ass.
I only did it once.
Did I?
You told me to do it, Wash Chris. Yeah. You were there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's stupid. And then you...
And I never did it before. And you're like, go do it. All right, whatever. I think it was...
Yeah, and then you get pulled out and you get thrown to the back of the thing and you got to fight your way back up to find your friends.
Yeah.
No, fuck that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's why we were at God Forbid. There was like three people there.
That was a Shadow Fall show.
It was easy to get back to the front.
Yes. Yeah, well, you know why it was easy to get there? Because there's like seven people there because those bands are terrible.
No.
Right? Yeah. I'd rather fall on a shadow than listen to Shadows Fall.
Hughes, what's your number three?
My number three? Okay, so we've been talking about this band a lot tonight. Slipknot, right?
Oh, boy.
They're about to release their 7th album. But I would argue Slipknot has 2 classic albums. What are they called? Volume 3, The Subliminal Verses, and All Hope Is Gone.
I half agree. You didn't say what you want. Do you want to simmer or...
I don't care. You do it.
At first,
you do
I hated...
Will.
You know what?
At first, I hated Volume 3.
I refuse to respond to that.
I loved All Hope Is Gone from the first second I heard it to now.
Yeah, because it's Jumanji, right?
Psychosocial. That's a great one.
Butcher's Hook.
And Snuff.
It's a great one. Fucking Psychosocial, Snuff, fucking
Dead
Memories, fucking...
But
I wish these memories would die, because I don't want
to
think
about
you
guys. But Volume 3 was, like, the transition to going from, like, in-your-face metal to...
Yeah, but what about Vermillion and Duality and fucking Pulse of the Maggots?
That's all Volume 3. They're all good, but, like...
Oh, my God.
They're all good. What's that one? It's, like, with the first song, it's, like, The Blister Exists. We know how blisters
but
exist.
But the thing
it's
is,
brutal.
That's what started Corey Taylor's need for power to control and everything.
Descent.
And like, we're going to do more of this. We're going to do more of this. We're going to do more of this. Where if they stuck to more of staying with their original style, the first two albums, it wouldn't be as...
Terrible. No, they wouldn't be
the
biggest they are now, but fuck them.
I understand the reason why they did what they did, but at the same time, now like they're trying to backtrack on it, and it doesn't seem to be working too much.
They became butt metal. There you go.
That's right, Jim.
I
like
metal.
Whoa, no. Don't use my term against me.
I just use it against you.
I wouldn't say they're butt metal. I would say they are
chode metal, the area between the balls and the
Jesus.
Butt.
Jesus.
Oh, taint metal.
They're not quite butt. They're not quite balls.
Good God.
Taint metal is like, you know who I would describe as taint metal is this fucking Halloween that you guys keep going on
about. Oh my God, whoa.
I will make a statement.
No, I'm
still
only joking. I'm
still
only joking.
I really still like Halloween.
I'm only joking.
I still love them, even though they've changed to not my particular cup of tea for what I think they should be. I still like them.
Slipknot to me is like your first love. Like, you always look at them like I love you, but then they're fat, have a bunch of kids, and you're like, nope, I can't touch you, but I still like you because I put that.
And Corey Taylor doing his solo stuff, singing SpongeBob SquarePants.
I'm scared to say anything.
I'm not cutting anything out. It's controversy.
Okay,
I'm not
giving
him
anything.
All right, I'm not saying anything. All right,
he's not giving anything. All right, number three. Look, Washkush, you can take your earbuds out. Fucking fast drumming is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Jim, I hate the double kick.
I hate the super fast double kicks. I hate that fucking sound, Washkush. I don't know. You do it. Whatever you say, however you
he
do
goes
it,
like
you
this.
Know how to do it. Like, oh my God. Hit snare. Shut the fuck up. No one
then
cares.
Then why do you like Travis Barker
no one
so much?
Cares. I fucking.
That is literally his. That's literally his claim to fame. Play
no,
as fast
not.
As loud.
No, it's not. He works the snare.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't do any of that marching bullshit. Like, he does it in, like, videos.
Oh, fuck off.
No. Travis Barker plays as fast and as loud as he possibly can, and he sucks.
Guys.
He sucks.
Guys, Travis Barker's claim to fame is that he realized his career was failing, so he jumped in with the Kardashians, and he sold out huge. That's his claim to fame. I would say this. He's still a great drummer, and I'm jealous.
He's not a great drummer.
So, good for Travis.
Ask any real drummer. He's
great
not,
drummer.
Like, he can play fast. Okay,
listen,
cool.
He's fantastic. But I'm talking about the obnoxious...
Like, death metal. Like, the blast beats.
Yeah.
Blast
Thank
beats.
Thank you, Washkush.
I agree with you. I think blast beats are stupid,
and
I am a drummer.
The nonsensical double kicks when it's not needed. I don't care how fast you can do it. Give me John Bonham. One pedal and he could still
I
make
agree
the
with
sound
you about
double
when double kick is
okay.
needed and when it's not needed. And
there's
times
there's
when it's needed
the two,
and there's
yes.
times where it actually elevates. Like Angel of Death when it's on the closing ending of the song where the double kick is going, it's building.
Well,
it's
building.
Just like bam, and then all of a sudden it just kicks into the next like the last bar. I think they crank up all the faders and make it louder. And then it just gets so much more intense.
Right. But I just
like,
hate fast drumming.
Here's a butt metal.
I'll add to this. 3A, 3B. Here's one. I fucking hate drum solos. I don't want to hear your drum solo
yeah,
at a
fuck
concert.
You.
I don't give a
because
shit.
Because every song
solo.
Has
fuck
17
yourself.
Guitar
fuck
solos.
Off.
So the drummer finally gets a time to shine.
No. And I don't...
Fuck you.
Fuck the drummers. They have
yeah.
a job.
Yeah, so
they
the guitar players.
Do your job.
No, they don't.
They do their job. I fucking hate guitar solos, too. I hate guitar solos. I don't want to hear your guitar
solos. You
know what
we need more of? I'm going to tell you guys what we need more of are bass solos.
You know what we need definitely?
You know what?
Other than bass solos?
I'd love to hear a bass solo, but not Cliff. Fuck Cliff's bass solo. Nobody cares about pulling teeth.
Whoa.
Okay?
Are you
Whoa.
Fucking...
Nobody cares.
No,
they're,
fuck
they're
you, dude.
They're 3C.
Fuck you, dude.
I'm going deep tonight. Fuck Anesthesia. Fuck off, man.
Fuck
Stop it. Stop
you.
It. Stop. 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 Stop.
I don't know
good.
How to respond.
It's not good.
Well, you know what
it's
we need more
good.
Than bass solos?
It's not good.
Respond.
It's
fucking
not good.
Cowbell.
What?
Yes, we need
a cowbell
solo.
Just
yes,
like
just get 17
festival.
Cowbells out that all sound differently and just go to fucking town. We need more fucking cowbell.
They could have it as different notes and then Hetfield to show up and steal everyone's riffs. They'll put
mm-hmm.
on the next Metallica album.
I gotta
and then
tell you
and
what,
and then
man.
Lars will sue you for,
master,
for trying to listen to it
listen,
for free.
Master, hey guys, this is James.
Why
Hetfield.
Should you listen to it free? You can't.
Master,
I can't walk into store and take a Mountain Dew for free.
This is Master of Pigs. I mean puppets. Sorry guys, Master of Puppets.
No, Master of Pigs are those Master Slam pigs.
All right, we're off to the rail.
Oh
we're off.
God,
the...
not... Watch,
number two.
You gotta
yeah,
number
we gotta
two.
Start
this
wrapping
this
up
forever.
Here. Number, we
yeah,
each got right. two left.
Number two,
Washington. Number two.
Yeah,
two.
Jesus, let's spin. Like how
two.
I feel every time an Anthrax song comes on. Please just let this end.
Oh my God.
All right, this
God.
Is a free-for-all after if you want. Old bands putting out mediocre and subpar albums and expecting fans to eat it up as is their best album ever. Just fucking stop. Stop. Just fucking retire.
Washkush, dude, that's amazing, because I'm going to tag on to that, because this is what my number two is. Don't tell me your newest album's your best album fucking 40 years and 10 albums into your career.
If
so we're all the same, so that's my number two.
Yes, you can fucking say it all you want.
Yeah. Dave Grohl, even Papa Het, like, obviously we know that Mustaine, because he hasn't had a good album since Kill 'Em All. We can't, like, don't tell me that this is going to be your best album.
Don't tell me this is going to be your best album and tell me that it's going to top Ride the Lightning. It's not. I'm sorry. It's not.
Just tell me
I'm
it's
sorry,
a good album.
Dave wrote Ride... No, wait. Mustaine wrote Ride the Lightning. All right,
Mustaine
so go
saying
sure, go ahead.
This is going to top Rust in Peace. It's not.
Oh, he also wrote Master of Puppets, too? He was on that
he didn't
album
write Master
too,
of Puppets.
Yes,
Mustaine
he
wishes
he's
that he could write something.
Oh my god.
He wishes he could write something like Master of Puppets. Here's what Dave Mustaine
said. Yeah, they did. Right? Black Sabbath wrote it.
Oh,
all right.
Oh no.
Jim,
wow.
Jim,
we
number,
keep
two.
Going.
Number two. Wow. We gotta wrap this up.
Number all right, two. My number two. Yeah, we gotta wrap it up. My number two, I kind of
we'll
already
do the
gave
after
away,
show.
But
we'll keep
it
going.
Yeah, all right. I'm going with the bass, the drums, and all that bullet, the drum thing, right? My number two is I hate fucking fast guitar playing. I hate it. I hate fast guitars. I hate fast guitar solos. That's why I don't like Zakk Wylde. You play the same fucking solo over and over. Stop it. I hate fast guitar solos. Give me David Gilmour all day long. All day long.
Literally,
Slash, Slash. I fucking hate it. I hate Slash's guitar playing. I hate it. Eddie Van Halen, I don't mind because he does different things within scales and whatnot, but I hate fast guitar playing. The tremolo picking, the sweet, like, fuck off. Arpeggios, fuck off. Play a song, play something.
See, now I say fuck off to arpeggios and stuff because I've been playing guitar for, like, since I'm, like, 12 and I'm 36, and, like, I can't really do them.
Well, yeah, me too. I'm jealous.
I don't know what they are.
Like,
yeah,
Zakk
I know,
Wilde,
yeah.
Zakk Wilde sits down. Zakk Wilde has 35 rings, and he's like, I'll play a riff. It's like, okay, you did that. You've been doing that for 30 years.
Well, Jim,
years.
Here's something to piggyback
now
off what you
can
just
you
said.
Can you play something?
My...
Like Kirk Hammett. Like,
my
off
first
stop
drum teacher
to be Dave
ever.
Mustaine. He's the originator.
Holy shit!
Jim, nobody's trying to be Dave Mustaine. Even Dave Mustaine wakes up and says, hello, me, meet the real me, and then he goes, oh man, this sucks. Oh, man. God damn,
right,
why can't I be Kirk the Ripper? Like, he's like...
Jim, to piggyback off yours, my very first drum teacher told me, he's like, any idiot can play fast. He's like, the hardest thing about learning to play drums is playing in time and playing slow. And the thing is, if you have a beat going one,
I agree,
two, three, four, it's so easy to start speeding it up, getting it off, to where if you're going...
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Because you have space to fill, and
yes,
you have to
and
do it calculated.
He, that's exactly what he said. He's like, there's space. He's like, drums need to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very hard
yes
term to explain to people unless you play an instrument. It
yeah
needs to breathe. There are times when fast playing is absolutely necessary with the flow of the song. But if you're just like, let's go, one, two, three, four, and just screaming and just yelling.
And you could fuck up.
And nobody will
fuck
know
up 10 times.
But the thing is,
that
if you're going,
give a shit.
All right, one, two, three, four, and you come in at the wrong time, everybody will know.
Correct.
All right.
I love it.
My number one. This is going to piss
number
off
one
Hughes.
Where are we going? Oh, boy. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead.
He's already
can't
taking
do
a beat.
Can't do anymore than you already had, you fucker.
I'm just saying. He's got to come to
all
terms
right, so,
that Mayfield stole.
So,
just saying.
This is going to be,
Christ.
I'm going to defend it, and I want it to simmer. I'm going to have a pre-statement before, because I've been saying since we started doing this rank, since the very start, every single band that we've done that has been around since the 70s or 80s, here's my statement, my number one. When the 90s in grunge hit, it absolutely fucking killed rock and roll and metal until about 2002. Because everybody just tried to be Nirvana. Oh, I'm not done.
Okay.
Everybody tried to be Nirvana.
Go ahead.
They tried to do
you know, like the stupid quick 1, 2, 3 chords, let's go. And it worked for Nirvana. It didn't work for all those other bands, okay. And they tried it, and then they're like, fuck, we made like 6 albums that just suck. And every single band that we've done, 70s and 80s, where are their worst albums? The 90s, right? Vast majority of them are in the 90s. So,
okay.
So, and then the 2000s hit, they're like, new millennium, let's just go back to starting doing what we did. And the fans ate that shit up, so, and ever since then, like all those bands, they started putting out at least respectable, better music since then.
Okay, so, okay, alright, so you said that it was released in 2002, so I'd like to know what musical masterpiece got released in 2002 that
really I'm not saying there was a particular masterpiece, but it's just that, like, new bands started forming.
What is it? Album 17 from Rush?
No.
What's this? Another 7-minute drum solo?
It's not even that.
By the Professor?
It's just new bands.
Clockwork Orange.
No, it's just new band.
The fucking ultra violence on the drums.
Wave of music coming in that is just pushing the grunge down.
Oh, that's right. Like, you mean like artistic masters like God Forbid and fucking like Atreyu. Okay, well, you're right. I'm sorry. Okay.
Whenever have I ever appeased Atreyu? They fucking blow. They took their name off of a fucking character from a fucking movie.
Yeah, so did Pennywise. Yeah, and Pennywise is fucking awesome.
That's arguable.
Both the character
Pennywise
and the band.
Sucks as a punk band.
Oh boy.
Anyway, my number one, I don't care. I'm just gonna say it. There's a certain band that I think would be more successful if they changed their name.
Metallica?
And I think that this band should be called
To Megadeth.
No. I think this band should be called Den of Thieves. I feel like that's an awesome band name, right? Like, that just sounds cool, like Den of Thieves, right? Okay. So I feel like John Paul Jones and Robert Plant and Jimmy Page and John Bonham should have sat there and said to themselves, we stole, like, how much have we taken, you know, like, how do I want to say this? Like, I guess what I'd like to say is that, like, we could sit here and say that Metallica stole from Black Sabbath and stuff, right? But, like, Led Zeppelin, if, like, they had an original thought, like, I think they stole all the music. John Bonham couldn't live with himself. He drank himself to death because of it. Like, it's noted. It's public record. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing original about Led Zeppelin. Here's what's original. Yeah, introducing heroin. Thanks, Jimmy Page. But, like, there's nothing, like, original about Led Zeppelin. You know, it's like, hey, here's like Robert Johnson and all these African-American blues musicians. Like, no one's going to believe them anyway, so let's steal their fucking licks and we'll do a little fucking, like, cashmere right. for you. You know, it's like unbelievable.
Elvis, he fucking stole everything from the black man as well.
No, you're wrong. Elvis stole everything from a young Forrest Gump. Because Forrest, his legs didn't work.
Elvis was also a groomer pedophile.
Yo. Here's what's interesting. Elvis stole his moves from a young Forrest Gump. An old Forrest Gump is played by Tom Hanks. The Elvis movie that just came out, Elvis's manager, Colonel Tom Parker, is played by Tom Hanks. So that doesn't erase anything of what you guys just said, but I make it connect.
Wow. God.
Go ahead.
Hughes.
Yeah.
What the fuck is with this ghost shit?
Yep.
What the fuck is with this ghost shit? Meloria, you quit after Meloria.
I didn't quit after them. I still love them, but I'm just like...
Oh my God. Okay.
Like, Casperia! It's like, Jesus Christ, Tobias, did they take your balls with you after the last album? Like, what's going on here?
God.
Dude, come on. Like, Centuries?
What?
Like,
what?
I like Centuries better when Fall Out Boy.
People categorize Ghost into butt rock, or butt metal, too, right?
Well, they're wrong.
And I categorize the people that categorize... I categorize people... Okay. I categorize people who categorize Ghost as butt rock as idiots.
Man, that Summer Shandy's hitting hard.
Yeah, the Summer Shandy's hitting hard, fellas. I'm just gonna wait till the after show. It's gonna be fucking lit.
All right, listen.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
Number one. I don't care if you're Guns N' Roses. I don't care if you're Metallica. I don't care if you're Green Day. I don't care if you're Red Hot Chili Peppers. I don't care if you're Iron Maiden. I hate the fact that all the old bands are stealing stages and money from all the new bands. And I think these old bands have a responsibility to do something for new bands, to do something to help. I get they want a tour, but like AC/DC going out on tour and taking all that money. Now again, we go back to Ozzy. Say what you want about Ozzy, but at least it was something like Ozfest that helped. Now some bands succeeded, some bands failed, that's the way it goes, but there was something there. But like you go, you like people are willing to pay $200 to go see AC/DC and it's trash. But yet there's a band that might be a decent band, you don't know.
Jim,
right?
Is there a thing
no
called
Knotfest for them? And there's no more clubs.
Yep.
Okay, Knotfest, I'll give them credit. But who do they have anyone decent besides themselves? It's like, oh, look,
Knotfest, they got Pantera, baby. Pantera's
oh, yeah,
on Knotfest.
Fucking fake Pantera. Okay, here we go.
Don't call it fake Pantera. His brother watched him do it.
How is his brother watching him do it?
Chad Kroeger told us that.
Listen, how is that helping any new bands? It's not. You're grabbing all the old bands. It proves my point. So Slipknot has Knotfest, and we're going to take four bands that are already successful so we
Jim,
can charge more money.
Jim,
you need new bands.
Jim,
where's the new bands?
Take Greta Van Fleet so they could steal from Zeppelin like
Jim,
Zeppelin stole from everyone.
No.
But there's bands out there, but there's no money.
I got one here.
There's no money.
Last time I went to go see Maiden was in 2016. It was in Philadelphia. Guess who opened for Maiden? Ghost. That was the very first time I've ever heard
Maiden. Now Maiden opens for Ghost.
That'll never happen.
Yo, guess what? I saw Mastodon a bunch of times. Guess who opened for Mastodon all those times? This shitty fucking French band that you guys seem to fucking.
You said you liked Gorgia.
Fucking Gorgia.
Wow.
I like.
Man. Gloves
I like Gorgia, but
he's so mad about Hetfield stealing
this
that he's shitting on every band
right
now.
And the thing is, going back to my thing, when Kiss did the Kisco album with the disco, the fans let them have it, and they were like, oh, shit, I'm going to change it. Grunge people are just like...
Yeah, and then you know what they did? They made it like crazy, crazy nights. Yeah, good thanks,
but
fans. You did us a lot of favor.
Grunge
good job.
Set a lower standard to...
A lower standard? Oh, I'm sorry that like the rhythmic fucking glory of fucking Lamb of God didn't start.
Oh yes,
because
oh my god,
the rhythmic glory of Nirvana with fucking three chords.
Yeah. Oh hey, like hey, yo, yo. Here's what I'll give Lamb of God: they at least wrote songs about what they are, like redneck.
Oh my god.
Like hey, that's great. We're from Virginia. We're a bunch of rednecks. Okay, great.
Ladies and gentlemen, it took 3 years, but we officially broke Hughes' brain. He's done. We broke
Hughes.
Oh, my God.
Hughes can't stand the fact that I'm saying grunge music destroyed all music because it set a standard lower.
I'm so sorry that fucking Cinderella can't put out a number one album because Soundgarden's on the top of the charts.
What are
you
trying
to say something.
What is Cinderella?
No.
Go ahead.
They set the standard so fucking low that it opened up the fucking floodgates for the emo genre to just pour in because of shitty music that people are like, oh, this sounds catchy.
Oh, I'm so...
It's catchy. It's
oh,
cool.
No.
I'm gonna cry.
Like, oh, I'm sorry.
My girlfriend broke
sorry.
Up with me.
That, like, fucking we can't have, like, a Billboard number one fucking The Art of
Balance.
Oh, my
God.
Okay, so we can all say, Washkosh hates grunge. I hate the fucking new wave of American heavy metal.
Jim hates everything. That's it.
Let's end it on that. Let's just end
right,
it on
man.
That.
We don't know
wow.
what our next rank is, but...
Wow. Oh, yes, you
oh,
do.
Oh, yeah.
You agreed to it. You consent it. You consent
then,
it.
Then tell
what
everybody...
Is it? Tell me.
Oh, yeah, it's the start of spooky season.
Yeah, Nickelback.
Oh, no, we're not doing Nickelback.
I thought we were doing Nickelback. I thought that's the next... We talked about that like a month
go
ago.
Go back... We talked
yeah,
about
I know
that
we
on
did.
Tool Night. We were going to do Nickelback. We were going to start spooky season with a scary rank of Nickelback.
I'd rather not.
All right.
I couldn't even get through the first album. Right. It was so bad.
Right. Well, don't start with the first album. Start with the third album.
Starting at the beginning.
Okay, so we had now Hughes and I were talking about some stuff we'll throw at you, and then Washkosh and I were talking about stuff. But I'm too drunk right now. We're going to do that next week. There's no rank next week.
We're going to figure. We don't know what the next rank is.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, next week's probably a good week not to do a rank because I'm going to the concert.
Well, anyway, we're not ranking next week. That's it. A lot of controversy tonight. Van Halen brothers are the best
truth sharing
siblings of rock. It was a 1-1-2. And
It was Hetfield and Hammond.
There was a lot Daddy of controversy Mustaine tonight. Do you agree with us? Let us know. Who do you agree with? Hit us up on the Facebook. If you have some controversy statements.
Master. Master.
If you got some controversial statements, let us know. Same song. So we can argue. Okay. As we said, we love to argue with people on Blabbermouth. We'll argue with them on our own page. We don't give a shit.
Yeah. Don't care.
But that is it. Next weekend starts spooky season. So.